Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host Rochelle and I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be recording today and chatting to you guys. It feels like forever. It feels like I haven't recorded an episode in literally forever. So with that being said, we're gonna jump straight into it. I just want to talk about the word of God. I just want to talk about scripture. So the other day in my devotional time, I was reading Jeremiah 33 and there was a verse that stood out to me and I was like, oh my word, podcast episode. And so today's episode is going to be called It's Just a Matter of Time. I love that so much. Anyway, so it's Jeremiah 33 verse 14. I'm sorry if this podcast episode is going to be a little bit all over the place because I haven't filmed or recorded one in so long. I don't even know if I'm centered. I don't even know, like, how do you do this again? No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so let's just chat about the word of God. Verse 14 says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah." So how many of us, so this is a very short scripture, it's very short, but it just spoke so much to me. The first thing that I want to point out is how many of us love to say, oh, I'm in a waiting season, or this is just the season that I'm waiting on God, like I don't really have a clear answer, I'm just like, I'm in a waiting season. And obviously we know that a waiting season, we should be proactive in a waiting season, first of all, obviously we know this, so you have to be working, you have to be like, just getting things done. Point is don't just sit around, worship, pray, and just do with what you have. We never just sit around in a waiting season and just wait on God. For example, if you're waiting for job opportunity, if you don't send out resumes, then what are you doing? So how many of us say that we are in a waiting season? This verse also reminds me where it says that I will perform that good thing. So James 1:17 talks about every good and perfect gift that we can think of, that we can find, is from God. So that's what the verse says. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. So that means that God can only give good and perfect gifts. Okay? It doesn't matter how long your waiting season is. It doesn't matter how long or how long you've been waiting on something. When I said waiting season, everyone can think of one thing. I mean, I can think of a few, right? So everyone comes to a point in their life where you're waiting on something. It's just a matter of time before that thing is going to come to pass. And like we've already read, it's going to be a good thing. So Jeremiah 33 verse 2 to 3, same chapter. This verse says, "Thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." First of all, it says the Lord who made it, the Lord who established it. So first thing I want to say is when you are in a waiting season, when you're waiting on something from God, two things will happen. Either the Lord will bring that thing to pass, it will come to pass, he's going to make it happen, or he's going to direct your steps to something better. Because like we already read, he only can only give good and perfect gifts. So either you're going to get the thing, it's going to take some time and you're going to receive it, or he's going to direct you to something better. Then it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." So what do we need to do? We need to call on him. So we need to be spending time with God. Another verse says, "Seek first my righteousness and my kingdom and all these things shall be added to you." So everything will be added to us. And another thing that I want to point out is if it's in God's will for your life, it's going to come to pass. You just have to work with what you have. So let's say in your waiting season you're just waiting on God. You have to work with what he's given you in your hands already because he's blessed us. You are blessed. First of all, you're blessed. Doesn't matter what your circumstances are. The Bible says you are blessed and highly favored. So you have to work with what you have in your hands, right? And over time in that season, you're going to go through your process and God's going to bless it. He's going to bring the thing to pass. But yeah, so you have to work with the little that you have and he's gonna bless you. What's the verse? You have to be faithful over the little and he will bless you with the much. Something like that. I forget the correct wording. But this reminds me of David. So David was obviously a shepherd's boy and he was looking after the sheep, and we don't know, you know, if he enjoyed that. All we know is that he was just worshiping God. He was just having the best time talking to God, doing the thing. So he was just, he took up the responsibility with what God entrusted him with, and he was just very faithful with it. So it also says that his heart posture was in the right place. So he was a man after God's own heart. So what is like the main theme here, right? So obviously this episode is, it's just a matter of time before that thing's going to come to pass. But the main thing, the most important thing is we have to be seeking God. We have to be asking God. Like this verse says, call to me and I will answer you. He's going to answer you. So in our waiting season, so when we pray, when we worship, he's going to answer. When we put in the work, he's going to bless it. So it has to come from our part as well. And it says, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Thing is, we don't know what's God's will. None of us can really be sure that what we are doing is, at first maybe, is from God. So something that Joyce Meyer also said is, someone sent in a question and she answered it, but the question was, how do you know if what you're doing is in God's will? My Afrikaans almost came out. If the season that you're in is God's will, something like that. And she just said, you won't know if something is in God's will until you try it. So you won't know if you are called to be a business owner if you don't start a business. Now, obviously, you have to, obviously, the desire needs to be there. You're going to actually have to want to do it, but or the gift needs to be there. So, but that's going to come natural. That you're going to obviously see over time in school, after school. Like, you're going to see that throughout your life. So, yeah. So, we have to call on him and he's going to show us great and mighty things. But it has to come from our part. The last thing I want to talk about, this is going to be a very short one. But the last thing I want to say is, have you ever received a promise from God? Let's go back to the verse and what it says. So, it says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised. So have you ever received a promise from God? I can think of one time in my life. Okay, two times, the day I got saved, and another time in the year 2020, where I received a promise, actually three. But not a lot of people can say they received a promise from God, right? And this is not bad. This is not obviously you're a bad Christian if you never received like instruction or promise from God. Maybe this will fuel your fire. Maybe go ask the Lord, I want a promise from you. I want you to speak to me. I want you to show, like the verse says, call on me and I will show you great and mighty things. But also, if we turn to the Bible, there is 3,573 promises from God in the Bible that we can stand on. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, perfect example, because it's a promise. So obviously, it's one of the promises of God. It says, the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So the verse literally says that you have a future and a hope. Again, every good and perfect gift comes from above. These are all things that, all these promises, that we need to remember these, because there's going to be some tough times. I mean, a waiting season is never fun. An uncertain season is never fun. But as long as we can stand on the promises of God, and as long as we reach out and I actually ask the Lord, he's going to show us. It's just a matter of time before that thing is going to come to pass. The last thing that I want to add is, the Bible talks a lot. And also, we see it everywhere in the Bible, where your faith moves God. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. Not your righteous works. Not how good you can live. Not you being nice to people. No. Nothing that you can do can make God love you less or more. Nothing. Like, he loves us all equal, right? Because obviously he sent his only son. But the thing that moves God is your faith. Your faith is the currency of heaven. So we see that a lot, where I can already think of like a few. Obviously we have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where their faith moved God so much so that they were thrown into the fiery furnace and they were untouched. I can think of Daniel in Daniel and in Luke, Daniel with the lion. That lion didn't touch him. Why? Because his faith moved God. Another verse that talks about, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to be uprooted and moved, and it will be done because of your faith. I don't really know where this podcast, how I had notes, but it was really not that much. But hopefully I made sense in this episode. Yeah, but again, this verse says, he will show you great and mighty things. It won't be long. The other one, what does it say? The days are coming that I will perform that good thing. So it's like the Lord is saying, it's going to happen. You know, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bring that thing to pass. I'm going to give you breakthrough, not because of obviously what we can do in our works. It's because he's a good God. It's because he wills certain things for our lives. But we also have a part. We also have a part to play in this whole thing. So we need to be faithful. We need to be faithful over the little what we have, put in the work, pray, seek the kingdom, and he's going to bring that thing to pass. Because remember, God, he's an intimate, personal God. He knows you more than you know yourself. So he knows exactly what needs to happen at what time. And that's something that I'm currently learning in the season that I'm in, is patience. Patience is so key. And sometimes we think maybe in one season, something in our eyes didn't work out, or maybe it failed. No, the Lord was literally just working in you. He was trying to do something new within you. And if we don't have patience enough, if we don't have enough patience, then we might delay the plan of God because we don't have enough faith to stand on his promise, to stand on what he says in his word. I'm going to bring that thing to pass. We don't have enough faith and patience to stand on his word. So we are delaying and creating a longer waiting season because we're not doing our part. We are supposed to stand on the word of God. And sometimes when you're not certain, when you're like, I really don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be starting this business. I don't know if I'm supposed to be making YouTube videos. No idea, Lord, please help. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in his ways. So as soon as you make a decision, this is what I want to do, then God can move. God can work with that and he will direct your steps. But if you're like, I don't know, is this what I want to do or this, or maybe over your finances, you don't know if you need to, you know, tithe more or give more or keep your money. Like, okay, first of all, we got to be tithing. That's a principle. But point is, if you are double-minded, I mean, the enemy can literally play with your thoughts. He can play with your mind. He can be like, she's uncertain, so I'm just going to confuse her even more. And confusion is not from God. But the Lord says, if you can make up your mind and stop being unstable, then I can work with that. He can then direct your steps and move you to where you need to go. Because another verse says, it all will work out to those who are called according to his, who love God and are called according to his purpose. It's going to all work out for your good. I said the verse wrong. It will all work out for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. That's the verse. So it's all going to work out. And also for your good. Again, every good and perfect gift comes from above. So it's all in your favor. It's all for your good. We just have to, from our side, make up your mind, stay faithful, seek the kingdom, and just work hard. Like, don't love sleep too much. It talks in Psalms where, or Proverbs, not sure. I read this verse once. This one I can't quote. But it talks about don't be a lover of sleep, because you're going to sleep your life away. Like, work hard. Work while it's still called day. Work from sun up to sundown. Just work. And obviously rest. We have a day where we can rest. But work while it's called day. And the Lord's going to bless it. He's going to bless. Also, if we stand on his promises, unstoppable. I don't want to say anything else. I don't want to talk any more because then I'm going to start repeating myself. But I hope you guys got something from this episode. I mean, I think I spoke to myself now. This was literally a conversation with myself. I was just talking to myself, it feels like. So let me know in the comments, or if you're listening to this on Apple, you can just write in the reviews. You can chat to me. Tell me what you received from this episode. Let me know if God spoke to you. I would love to know. Also, I'm studying theology this year, so that's going to be pretty fun. I really want to incorporate what I'm studying into my episodes. So teaching you guys what I'm learning, that can be pretty cool. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching if you watched it on YouTube. Have a beautiful day. Like this video, and also write a review. Well, not, you don't have to write a review, but rate the podcast. It will really help. And you must have a very good day. Okay. Bye.